Listen, there has never been a better time to invest in self-storage, and there's no better team than ours to show you how to do it, because we wrote the book on how to invest in self-storage. Literally, we created the best-selling home study system titled How to Find, Evaluate, Purchase, and Manage Self-Storage Facilities. We have helped thousands of people launch and scale their self-storage business and have become the nation's go-to resource for all things self-storage. That's because we not only talk the talk, we walk the walk, day in and day out since 2005 through now, two recessions and amassing a 2.5 million square feet of self-storage, totaling over 15,000 doors nationwide. There is nobody else that has more experience in self-storage that is teaching people how to invest in self-storage. So if you're ready to launch and scale your self-storage business, then go to selfstorageinvesting.com. Click on the events tab to grab your ticket to the upcoming Self-Storage Academy. So that again is selfstorageinvesting.com. Click on the events tab. Seating is limited. And on behalf of our team, we look forward to seeing you then. Take care. This is the Self-Storage Podcast, where we share the knowledge and skills from the industry's leading investors, developers, and operators to help you launch and grow your self-storage business. Your host, Scott Myers, over the past 16 years, has acquired, developed, converted, and syndicated over 2 million square feet of self-storage nationwide with the help of his incredible team at selfstorageinvesting.com, who has helped thousands of people achieve greatness in self-storage.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Self-Storage Podcast. I am your host, Scott Myers, and this week's guest is Madhavi Jain. Madhavi is the president and wealth strategist at Think Outside the Stocks, where she helps her clients with infinity banking strategies and risk-managed investing in commercial real estate syndications. As an active syndicator herself, she has amassed a multifamily portfolio of over 790 units and over $170 million in value, along with investing in ATM machines and several syndicated partnerships. She is passionate about educating her own community and continues to bring high-quality, recession-resistant asset classes to her tribe, such as self-storage, industrial buildings, senior assisted living, and ATMs, to name a few. And she is on a mission to change the financial trajectory of each and every family she works with. So, Madhavi, so good to see you again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Scott. And first of all, I must say, such an honor to be on this show. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, looking forward to this. After our last conversation, I just thought it was a good that we share you with Storage Nation. So we want to talk about, as you and I mentioned, a little bit about infinity banking, touch on the ATM movement, and you've got some pretty interesting investments that you are investing in for yourself and that you're also helping your clients with as well. So with that, I've given everybody a little bit of your background, but now why don't you fill in the gaps and tell us a little bit about how you came to be an investor in so many different asset classes and then come to helping other people do the same.
Yeah, I think I say that I have a very uncommonly common story because it's a unique story to everybody, but you have bits and pieces everybody can relate to, right? So I came to this country 9,000 miles away from my roots about 20 some years ago with my husband, two suitcases, and I think a couple of hundred converted dollars. I don't even remember how many dollars we had. So we started absolutely from scratch and struggled through the visa issues and got into IT industry. So I was part of tech industry 15, 16 years before I started and jumped into real estate and Think Outside the Stocks. So during this journey, it felt like, hey, we are in this country. I was in one of the top five consulting companies, great job, two kids, purchased a house. We were living an American dream. But soon 2008 happened and we actually lost our primary home. So the real estate for me was really, really a negative emotion. When we moved from California to Austin, because we both lost our job at the same week, we restarted from scratch in Austin in 2008. And that's when I again got that job and I was working really hard. But in 2015, I had that screeching stop to my career, my corporate career, the six-figure high earning career because of my health. And that's when I stepped back and I had to now create my financial freedom in a reverse engineering way. I started looking into real estate, and by the tax code, it says that landlording is a passive income. So I delved into Airbnb, landlord, just created a rental portfolio and soon realized that by no means this is a passive activity. And that's when I realized the syndication kind of came across accidentally. But syndication, I was just mind blown, just understanding that I could invest in this multi-million dollar worth investment was absolutely fascinating. At the same time, I realized the infinity banking strategy as well. So when these two strategies came to my life, I was so happy that I found it. But at the same time, I was so restless. I was so restless that the community, the first generation immigrant community that I come from, as well as the IT industry that's working very hard. I had been working in the IT industry 50, 60 hours a week, right? So they don't have time to find out what I have found out. So it made me so restless that the community I came from does not know about it. And that passion, that purpose is the reason starting Think Outside the Stocks. And that's how my journey from being the passive investor side to be an active investor and start helping one family at a time and thousands more to go through the education Think Outside the Stock platform, as well as bringing them high quality diversified investments. That's how my journey started.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Davi, that when I started investing in real estate, I was on my own. And then when I was looking to grow, we were bringing in syndicated investments into the mix, into our portfolio. So raising capital from individual investors. It was probably a couple syndications in before I really understood what this looked like for the passive investor. And I thought it was maybe folks who just had some money sitting around somewhere that they would put in a self-directed IRA, but only to find out that, and I think it still is in recent years, where folks are now, they are coming outside of the stock market. And they're creating a new strategy. And that is, let's take all the wealth, let's take all of our investable dollars for retirement, and we're going to put it into alternative investments. And when we say alternative, it means alternative to the normal stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. To me, that never seemed to be alternative. It doesn't seem like that big of an outside risk or something unknown, but truly it is that there's an industry behind that. And so the terms that we're using and what you've done is to tap into that. And you've created a tribe, a community of folks that are doing just that. They may have pulled all their money or most of their money out of the stock market. They're investing in alternative investments, and alternative investments means passively in real estate or in ATM machines or assisted living. So tell me a little bit about the tribe in the beginning. You told me how you started it. What has happened since then, and how did it grow? How do you gain momentum within that? And what does that community look like?
Absolutely. And this community word, Scott, is so important, right? The one thing that I realized when I explored into this alternate world, and the strategies that I found out about syndication and infinity banking, I was mind blown and I was a little upset that why did I not know about it? And I realized that as a community, we don't talk about finance as much. We don't talk about our investments. We don't talk about what has worked well and what has not worked well. And that's the passion. I want to tell the world, if I have success, I have succeeded into something that, hey, this is something great that you can invest in. Or if I have failures, kind of go and tell them that, hey, I failed at it. Please don't do that same mistakes again. So this community that you are talking about it, right? That's my passion. I want people to come together, talk about freely about investments. Nobody wants to know that what dollar amount you have in your bank account, that can be your secured, but just sharing what our successes and our failure are. So imagine a community, we all rise with the high tide together. That's the thought behind the community of Think Outside the Stocks. Stepping back, you were mentioning about the stock market, right? We have traditionally invested in stock market. We don't put so much of analysis behind it and what our understanding is. And that's the saddest part. There is so much of brainwashing that goes around, especially in 401ks. People think that we can only invest in the stock market. There is no other alternate investment available unless we take that penalty and take the money out. Still, to the date, there are misconceptions like this. So this is what I'm trying to solve. So essentially, going back to the stock market, when people are saving really hard and putting that hard-earned money in the stock market and they're just living on the whims of the stock market, when they're going up, they cannot take the money out because now they don't know where it, how far it's going to go. And if it's going down, you cannot take the pennies on the dollar. So they cannot take it out. So that's the hard truth of the stock market. And as they start moving to the alternate investment, there is that fear because it feels like a punch in the gut. I felt like that because I had lost my house in 2008. So real estate is that water that, you know, you want to carefully trade in. So for the investors, the community that I'm bringing these investments, that education is really, really important to make them that confident investor, providing that data-centered options so they can evaluate this investment, feel comfortable about it, and go in there. And for me, when I do a strategic partnership with syndicators like you, self-storage or multifamily and things like that, it is important for me to do that due diligence. I have 100-point due diligence criteria. To do that due diligence, bring that high-quality investments to my investors so they can evaluate and they can participate in it.
Well, as the old adage or saying goes, when we begin this game of investing with other folks, when we put an investment in front of them, if they haven't been educated or if they just don't understand how they're going to get not only their principal back, but also a return on it, a confused mind says no, and then may sit there on their cash or they may go back to the stock market, even though it's inferior form of investment for them, but they at least understood it, or at least they felt comfortable in taking that gamble of investing in Wall Street. And so it's very important now that education component has to go alongside, I believe, of any sponsor or any syndicator's offering. They have to create a community that understands exactly what is being put in front of them, because otherwise then they're just simply gambling on this sponsor, this promoter, that they're going to produce those returns that they say they are going to do, their PPM and their offering. And so absolutely, we need to educate our communities before we expect them, if we expect them to move forward with us. And so speaking of education, we've talked about, we've touched on infinity banking, I think once before on a podcast episode, but we haven't really done a deep dive. And so I'd like to either reintroduce, but also let's train our community, talk to Storage Nation about infinity banking, and not only what it looks like for them as an individual, but also for the other syndicators out there. What does that mean for folks like us and everybody else in Storage Nation that is syndicating projects, how infinity banking part of that strategy?
Infinity banking, I look at it from a very focused perspective. When I have clients that come to me and they are looking at passive income, their focus is simply, how can I create that passive income? But I like to take a different perspective. I say that, okay, let's take a step back. Let's take a look at your financial structure holistically. So the infinity banking fits into that holistic perspective. Infinity banking is about making that foundation really, really solid. So if we look at from the Maslow's pyramid structure, the foundation of it, it needs to be solid. It needs to be guaranteed. It cannot be shaken. And that's where your emergency money is sitting. That's where I call it your sleep well money is sitting. So you create that solid foundation, and that is your replacement for your savings. So instead of you putting your savings money and emergency money and sleep well money in the banks, now you're creating your own bank. You are now thinking like a bank. You are creating your own bank where it is not only sitting, but it is actually compounding year after year. Albert Einstein says that the compound interest is the eighth wonder, and it is true. And that's what we are harnessing in the infinity banking system. So we create this strategy. We create your own bank and we set it on autopilot. Inside, it's earning that compounding interest year after year, growing like a snowball, and it is growing tax-free. So you're not getting charged taxes on it as it's growing, right? So it has the guaranteed portion. Now, Scott, you and me know we are in the investment world, in real estate. When we put our PPM in front of our investors or our deck in front of our investors, we say projected returns. We cannot put the word guaranteed towards it, right? But infinity banking system actually is one system that can put that word guaranteed around it. This is what is growing guaranteed. And this is what the wealthy of America have been using it year after year, generation after generation. And that's the tricky part. Creating that system in a very structured way, in a very methodological way, is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. So what does that look like then for the syndicator, for a sponsor like myself? In the beginning, we were introducing people to the concept of even a self-directed IRA. They didn't know that they could take an old 401k and turn it into a self-directed vehicle, or a real estate 401k or a solo 401k. So tell us about the conversation that you have with your community or folks that want to know more about it from the sponsorship side. So in other words, if I say, Madhavi, I'm looking to introduce this to my community, how do I set them up, or what path do I send them on to get this working, to get infinity banking working in their own financial portfolio so that they can then invest in, well, our properties or others for that matter? Give us a sense of what that looks like in that conversation.
Yeah, sure, Scott. And first of all, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about, the education. The education is that foundation of it, right? And you have done so much of education. I mean, you have created tremendous education in the self-storage world. And that's what I try to do it step by step, more one-on-one with my clients. I have realized there are three things that they actually don't do it, the system, implementing the system, even if they have heard about it. Number one thing is that education. because it is so complex that they simply don't understand it. So helping them understand is always the foundational step for me. The second problem that they have is they have heard a lot of myths around it. First of all, this vehicle is created on the basis of a life insurance model, and it is not your ordinary life insurance. I cannot insist enough on that it is not your ordinary life insurance. It's a very strategically created whole life insurance product based on a particular structure. So it has to be created. The structure has to be created right at the first time. So those three things, I'm going back to the lack of education. There are like lots of myths that are around it, and creating this proper structure. These are the top three reasons that I see people, even they have heard about it, are not implementing it. So I start right there for them from the education perspective, taking away all the myths and the misunderstandings that they have, and creating that structure depending on what everybody's criteria is. Everybody's criteria is different. For a real estate investor, for example, they might want to use this and put it into investment, put it to work. There could be somebody who are looking at it from school or the education perspective for their kids. There might be somebody who's looking at it from the retirement perspective. So I look at what they want to do with it and structure it very strategically for that. And that education piece is so very important. I help them understand that there are benefits to this system. What are the benefits? The compound interest that we talked about, that creating growth compounded year after year, that tax-free growth, having that liquidity, not just in case of emergency, but your parked money for investments, especially in the times that we are today. We have so much of volatility going on. So much of investor dollar is sitting on the sideline. If that is sitting in a system like this, where it's compounding year after year, it's very important to understand that. There is no limit on contributions. You mentioned about the 401ks. When you are creating your own structure, there is no limit on how much you can contribute. We can create a structure as flexible as you want, so you can contribute to it year after year, and there is no restriction when you can take it out.
If you're already investing in self-storage and you're looking to grow and scale your business, then you need to join the Self-Storage Mastermind. We formed the industry's first mastermind back in 2010, and we stacked it with the 1%ers across the country who specialize in acquisitions, development, and syndication. This exclusive group of storage rock stars meets once a quarter in private settings to combine business and VIP experiences that you won't find at any of the trade shows in Las Vegas or at the other copycat masterminds. So if you're looking to become part of an advanced community that openly shares best business practices, along with the largest pipeline of off-market deals and access to the top private equity resources, then you need to be in the room. So if you think you're a fit, then go to thestoragemastermind.com to apply. That's thestoragemastermind.com. And we'll see you on the inside.
For example, if you're creating a structure for a 529 education plan or a 401k, you have a restriction on what purpose, for example, education, or what age you are going to take it out from your retirement. But this is a system you can literally create once, use it for multiple purposes. You can use it for investment. You can use it for education. You can use it for retirement. And you can keep on creating this model as a multiple bank accounts, right? So you can keep on doing that, and you utilize this for any purpose, anytime that you like. And this is the way I like to tell them, that life insurance was supposed to be a death benefit. That's why people don't like to talk about that or like to implement it. But life insurance in this particular structure, you can live your life insurance and then pass it as a generational wealth to the next generation. And this is that perspective, again, coming back to what I was saying, that I like to step back and show them that perspective. It's not just about making that passive income, but it's about creating that foundation, that strong foundation, growing from it in terms of investment. It's about growing, preserving, protecting your money and passing it to the next generation. And this vehicle has an automatic asset protection in it, because this is the money that your creditors will never see or get hands on it. These are the multiple advantages that they have. And for real estate investors, there's multiple ways that you can use this. You can make use of this money multiple times, and there's a reason it's called an asset. And if you want, I will elaborate more on that.
I would. What I'd like also about Madhavi, and there's some folks that are most likely have questions about the downside. All we've talked about are the good things that we can do with this. And there are distributions that need to be made. You have to be able to cover the whole life, some tax implications to this. So let's talk about what this looks like on the real estate side. And then we'll touch on some of the things to consider, I guess. Not necessarily the cons, but the way you see it is that people just need to be aware of if this is something that they're going to implement in their own financial situation. So go ahead.
Yeah, I would love to elaborate on that. But let's talk about it from the real estate perspective, right? Say you have this strategy implemented, you have your bank created. Now you are creating the money is snowballing in here. Suppose it crosses that emergency buffer that you are comfortable with. Say your emergency buffer is about $20,000, $30,000 and it goes to say $80,000, $90,000. Now you have that $50,000 chunk of money sitting in there, which is the extra money. And now you are interested in investing it. In a normal bank account, what would you do is that you take out the money from the bank, you will put it into investment, either it's syndicated investments like self-storage, for example, and you will start getting that passive income, that annualized growth at the end, equity, stuff like that. But in the Infinity Banking system, there's something different that's happening. You are actually not taking this money out, and that's actually the baseline foundational principle of it, that you are not taking the money out, but you are leveraging it. It's almost as similar as your home equity loan. To access the equity, you don't have to sell out and be homeless, right? You can access it by doing a home equity loan from some other bank. And that's exactly what you do in this system. You create a leverage. Now, when you are leveraging the money, you're taking the loan from it, you are not paying taxes on it, because now this is just a leverage, just like a real estate, like an equity loan. You take that leverage, you invest into whatever syndication, real estate investment, single family that you want to invest in. So instead of emptying out your bank account, that uninterrupted compounding is still going on. And when I say uninterrupted compounding, that is the key. That is the snowball that we never, ever want to stop. We create that uninterrupted compounding, and now we are investing into the real estate syndications. For example, you are, say, if you're getting 8% cash on cash, and if you have to pay the bank that's giving you loan, maybe 5% or something, you pay that bank in simple interest format, you are getting inside in a compound interest format. But when you get that money at the end of that five-year cycle, say it's double the money, right? So now you have the returns back from your syndication, but you also have this money that was sitting inside for you. It has been rolling all these years in compounded format too. So you have created two flows of income, making this dollar, the same dollar, exist at two different places at the same time. And that's how the most important aspect of this system is, that you use that money at two different places. It's not just making your lazy money work for you, but you're making your lazy money work more hard for you.
Well, in today's environment right now, there's still high inflationary and interest rates going up. These folks, they know that our investors, our tribe, our communities, and just anybody in general knows that they need to be beating inflation right now if their money's sitting on the sideline. Otherwise, yeah, they're going backwards. And so to have the opportunity within Infinity Banking to double dip, if you will, to have the two income streams and two types and ways to be able to manufacture returns, I think that is definitely something that people need to look at. And so as they are, then let's talk about some of the stipulations, or not necessarily gotchas or cons, but what do we need to look out for as we begin to set this up and be mindful of?
Absolutely. So the first thing you have to remember that the vehicle is life insurance, right? So it is based on the health and the age. Does that mean that you cannot do it after a certain age? Well, no. You just have to look at it in a little bit different perspective. So you can start it as early as starting your first job, or even with your kids. People like wealthy of the America, like Rockefellers, they start this strategy as soon as there is a baby born in their family. So you can start it as early as the baby age, and you can literally keep on going on about it. I have created this for even 55-year-old. You just have to create that structure a little bit differently. So yes, the age and the health is in a consideration. And typically, if you come to a point where you are not just insurable, there are strategies that we can implement. We can look at your spouse. We can look at your kids. We just want to create this vehicle on somebody, right? So keep that in mind, that the health and the age are two considerations, but we can always look at your specific scenario and create workaround around it. The secondly, that it has to be front-loaded a little bit, right? So if you want to put the money into this system, if it is a traditional life insurance, it will expect you to put just a minimal amount. But what we are trying to do is we are trying to push more cash into this system. And the way it works is because this is sitting with the mutual companies, mutual life insurance companies, every year, year after year, they provide the dividends. And they have the dividend paying history going back all the way about 150, sometimes 200 years ago. So we have this dividend as a stakeholder in their company coming to you on the money that's sitting on the top of your life insurance, right? That's the money that is going to get that dividend. That's the money is going to get treated as a bank. So normally, if you were to say, put in money in life insurance, say about 5,000 or something, you might want to think about putting 20,000. And this is just an example again, everybody's scenario is different. So you front load it. That does not mean that you cannot use it. You can start using, creating that leverage from year one, from even the first week of this particular strategy that you're creating. And that's how you keep that money in motion. So either you can use of the money for your real estate investment, whether it's for your educational purpose, whether it's for your retirement, and you can create multiple strategies with that.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So Madhavi, as we wrap up here today, first of all, how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about what you're doing or to take a look at your community of Think Outside the Stocks?
So thinkoutsidethestocks.com, that's my website. And that's when you will find the material, educational material about the infinity banking, as well as syndication. And I provide that diversified options into real estate as well, not just self-storage, but multifamily ATM machines as well. So if you want to know anything about this alternate class of investments or the infinity banking, or just want to see if this is the right fit for you, just schedule a call with me on the website. Actually, I have a giveaway for you guys. If you are interested in knowing more about the infinity banking system, go to bit.ly, think win-win or lowercase, and you will download the copy of Heads I Win, Tails You Lose by Patrick Donahoe. And that's the founder of Paradigm Life, who I'm affiliated with. And we help thousands of people to create this infinity banking system and take their tax dollars away from, and take their dollar away from the radar of IRS. So if you're interested, just go to thinkoutsidethestocks.com and know more about me.
Well, Madhavi, thank you so much. And we will put all of that in the show notes for everyone to be able to click on those links as well. And so what I wanted to do lastly now is we're heading into tumultuous time. We're in a tumultuous period right now. Folks that are reaching out to you or joining your tribe or scheduling calls, you know, what is the most common theme that you're hearing in terms of maybe confusion out there or concern in the marketplace? People are searching around, they're coming out of the stock market, they're looking to you, they're looking to me and others in terms of ways to invest and other ways to be able to continue to make their retirement dollars either work for them or just to be able to build up that retirement again. But what are some of the main fears or concerns I think that people are coming to you with right now?
Great question, Scott. I think what I'm seeing, there's a lot of fear. People, when they're talking to me, there's a lot of the inflation, the recession, and the interest rate that has kind of created that trifecta for that fear. And a lot of people actually are sitting on the sidelines. They are concerned that their favorite classes like self-storage, multifamily, they are fearful of investing in it and just seeing this interest rate, especially the changing environments, right? They want to just sit on the sideline. But at the same time, it's all about education again. I like to educate them that if the money is just sitting on the sideline, it's eroding to that inflation. Inflation has been so high. So your value of the money, the buying power of it is just going to get deflated year after year if you just make it sit there. So I like to introduce the concept of the infinity banking because that's a true hedge on that inflation, right? So if you have just money sitting in your bank accounts or even in your retirement accounts, many people still don't know that they can create these alternate investments in their retirement account. So that education again, you know, I'm just going back to the basics. I'm just telling them, teaching them about how they can multipurpose this time, this recession time that we are heading into. At the same time, I think that pivot is really, really necessary. In order to address that fear, some kind of pivot into recession-resistant asset classes is really necessary. For example, the ATM investments, right? People don't understand that ATMs, that they can actually be passively investing in it. I have done the strategic partnership with one of the top five operators, ATM operators in the country. And what it is about getting that cash flow being paid from the transactional volume. And there is still tremendous amount of dollars, the dollar bills in transaction, and getting paid from that transaction volume in a very systematic way and a risk-managed way, that kind of creates that hedge of inflation. So very high cash flow, that kind of helps them to support if they are going through some tough times. For example, if some folks have lost their jobs and want to create that alternate path, investment like ATM investment is going to create really, really high cash on cash because it's not a typical asset. It's not a real asset. It's like a laptop. It's going to diminish over the time. But it is providing you really high cash flow during its cycle. And that's the kind of pivot that I am bringing in my investor's life. And self-storage is another thing that I just want them to be more educated and diligent about investing.
Yeah, burying your head in the sand and waiting for things to get better is never a good strategy. As a matter of fact, right now, you need to get into the game no matter what. Otherwise, if your money is sitting on a sideline, it is going backwards with today's inflation rates. But not only are we moving forward, we're moving forward with a sense of urgency and with speed. We're just the opposite. Speed is the name of the game right now. And we have to stay ahead of inflation. We have to stay ahead of anything that's going to eat away at our taxes or our retirement or just our gains. And so it is an all out, I don't want to say battle or a game. Neither one is true, but we battle and we play the game and we do it very well. And our arbitrage is in self-storage because it does so well during a recession. And we are seeing the benefits of that right now. It's an industry that is a very recession resistant and inflation resistant, which is the reason why we're all here. And Storage Nation is excited about the time that we're embarking on right now and heading into, but it also never hurts to diversify. And so looking at, first of all, adding on the bolt-on of Infinity Banking and adding that to your quiver of arrows and tools that we're using in the marketplace to win at this investment game as well, but then also keeping an eye on things and doing it within a community and looking at other asset classes is always wise as well. So with that, Madhavi, I knew you wouldn't disappoint and thankful that we were able to share you with Storage Nation to talk about Infinity Banking, ATMs, and other concepts, and also just to get another viewpoint from somebody who's constantly looking at the markets and talking with folks about their fears and ways to invest. And so appreciate you and appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Scott. Again, it's such an honor. I have tremendous, tremendous respect on what education you're putting out there, what you have done in self-storage, and I'm looking forward to just a long-term connection and partnership with you too.
Awesome. You're too kind. Thank you so much, Madhavi. So with that, Storage Nation, stay tuned for our next episode as we will continue the conversation about different asset classes, multiple ways to win in the self-storage game. And so until then, we'll see you on the flip side. Thank you, Madhavi.
Hey, gang. Wait. Three things before you leave. First, don't forget to subscribe to the Self-Storage Podcast and turn on your notifications so you never miss another episode. And while you're there, please leave us a 5-star review if you like the show. Second, be sure to share your favorite episodes and more via Instagram, and don't forget to tag us. And lastly, head to the links in the show description and hit the following subscribe button on Twitter and Facebook to get a front row seat as we grow and scale our business and bring you along with us. Take care.